You said three, then go.
Go.
The wind's taking my poem away from me. Play, The Cook's River, September, a few weeks ago, for Lucy Rychetnik. Walking back, high cirrus ebbing to the horizon, frees the sun that finds the bunkers. Scalloped gold, absorbing luck in a game that spoils a good walk. Day has hardly begun to begin on the deserted fairways, lubricated white with dew. The hot wind is summer's alibi. A diver surfaces, looks one way then the other, urgently, as if the Labrador, bounding down the cycle path other side of the river, will attack. A fish jumps behind its back, and it dives home beneath the creased metallic surface, laddering, floating detritus from the mouth of industry, propelled by an incoming tide. A V channels through the swirling turbulence, scooting against the current. An eel, perhaps. We take the goat track, torn or levered from the earth through wet grass. A gang of cockatoos descend, wings applauding in acknowledgement of gravity. Sunlight penetrates their pure white feathers, a sight associated with the beneficence of angels, revelation of the real weight of light, overflow of energy, echo of a sacred literature. One of the birds starts to dance, and the other four or five stand close by and watch intently. Through the glasses, red lights pulse, and the dancer's breast lights a rosy glow as if backlit by a successful sunset or subtle stagecraft. Head nodding, the bird high steps, gyrates, falls off, gets back on, pulling back an empty Coke can with its bill as the others watch. One approaches to play footsie, then another wants a go. Sulphur crests flick as they squawk, then settle back to study the magical performance. The trademark light spins reflections like a disco ball around the luminous judges, serious as swans. This is no fable. There is no moral turn, just the play, the give and take of conversation with whatever happens to be at hand. One flies up, starts whittling a branch, gripping a bright cascade of mistletoe, its needles in imitation of the darkening she-oak. A swallow, modulating time and space, swoops below the wooden bridge, where light wipes a luminous wash on concrete piers. Water flows one way and then back the other. This is just a walk, intuitive, never adequately audited. Any commentary is a distortion of form, any photographic narrative out of focus. Cumulus casts adrift from the south, fashioning a timeless art, and performances proliferate. Even the pears have erected slender ribbons of pale blossom to line the route home for a couple of weeks. Cars begin to promenade, sky is complete, drowning in the mystery of blue, that distant shore. Spring has been cut short by summer, yet again.